Thank you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints salute you. Here endeth the epistle.
Being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things prepared for you from make your humble confession to Almighty God, and to His holy church here gathered, meekly kneeling on your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and errors, which we from time to time most grievously have done, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our mistakes. Remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all that is past, grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who this great mercy of promised forgiveness of sins unto all, who with hearty repentance and true faith renounce, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you all, bring you to everlasting life, Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Hear the comfortable words our Savior Christ said unto all who truly turn to Him. Come unto me, O ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, to the end of all who believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul said. This is a true saying, worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John said. If any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and He is the propitiation for our sins. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We be not worthy so much as to gather the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always in heaven. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood in these holy mysteries, that we may continually dwell in him, and he in us, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his blood, and our souls washed through his most precious blood.
Amen. Amen.
Christ, our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end.
Amen.
If you have any celebrating birthdays or anniversaries of marriage this week, and I'll pray God's blessing. Inside the rec center is air conditioned. So, see you after that.